Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Top New Jersey lawmakers are now looking to put the question of whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana on the 2020 ballot. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez with the story.
If voters end up saying yes, pot would be legal for those 21 and over. The state's Medical Marijuana Commission would be in charge of this new market, and weed would be taxed at the sales tax rate of 6.625%, which would be lower than the rate in the 11 other states that already legalized pot.
Senate President Steve Sweeney and Judiciary Committee Chairman Nicholas Guattari released this proposal. Sweeney tells KYW News Radio, some legislators who haven't been on board will be.
Even the people that are opposed it say if you put it on the ballot and the voters decide, they'll support it. So for me, we tried to do it legislatively. It didn't work.
He says this proposed amendment to the Constitution is the way to go since lawmakers haven't been able to pass the finish line in recent years. Governor Murphy put out a statement saying he also wishes the legislature would have passed something, but he believes voters will do what they couldn't. The National Transportation Safety Board will meet today to release the probable cause of a mid-air engine failure last year that killed a passenger and forced the plane to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The NTSB has been looking at why a fan blade in the left engine broke, causing debris to explode through a passenger window in the New York to Dallas flight in April of 2018. The cabin depressurized and 43-year-old Jennifer Reardon was nearly sucked out of the window.
They said there was a hole and someone went out.
Captain Tammy Jo Schultz made an emergency landing in Philly as heard on liveatc.net.
Southwest 1380, I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Reardon would die later from her injuries. Testimony at an earlier NTSB hearing indicated metal fatigue was to blame and that a six-year-old crack in the fan blade wasn't picked up during visual inspections. Victims of child sex abuse who want a new chance to seek justice are marking a partial victory. A proposed amendment to the state constitution is now teed up for a vote in the state Senate. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
The question is whether to create a window of retroactivity in the statute of limitations for older child sex abuse victims to sue and how to do that. The top-ranking member of the state Senate believes it is necessary to change the state constitution. Now, constitutional amendment legislation already passed by the House has cleared the state Senate Judiciary Committee.
But even if it passes the full Senate as expected, it will have to pass both chambers again in the next session of the legislature starting in 2021 and then face a voter referendum. That's why state victim advocate Jennifer Storm would prefer it be done by changing the law.
Well, if it ends up that this is the only option this week for survivors, it at least moves the needle forward. Of course, we're going to be supportive.
But she laments that the longer process of amending the state constitution will mean more delays for child sex abuse victims. The state House has sent the Senate a controversial bill to create requirements for handling fetal remains in Pennsylvania. That bill would require healthcare facilities to provide for the burial or cremation of fetal remains in their possession. Supporters say it's modeled after an Indiana law declared constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. House Republican Frank Ryan says he sponsored this bill based on his own experience of asking for fetal remains following the loss of an unborn child.
By the time we had done that, the remains had been disposed of.
But Democrat Dan Frankel calls the measure a covert abortion bill redefining life.
It would be the first time ever that a fertilized egg would legally be characterized as a person.
The bill now goes to the state Senate for consideration. The playoff football game between Pleasantville and Camden High School that was stopped when shots were fired in the stands will resume tomorrow. The final 17 minutes will be played tomorrow afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field. The game is not open to the public, but the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association says both schools will be given free passes so the students' families can attend. Three people were shot that night, including a 10-year-old boy who is in critical condition. Pleasantville Mayor Jesse Tweedle joined the town's police chief to pay the little boy a visit at the hospital.
The mother is so strong. She has a lot of faith. And she's, you know, projecting such a positive environment with faith and the way she's been acting and carrying herself that everyone else is feeding off of her. So there's a lot of strength and energy and faith in the air.
He says the community has come together since this shooting. There were 6 arrests in connection with this over the weekend. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.